we start Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. So now the question is, are you allowed to fertilize a field on Shemitah? Now, because of the fact that we talked about Ovais and Toldais, and we made Harisha, Bachoresh, Uvakatsir, Tishbot, on Yisr, so because of that, we have a Tolda of Harisha, because fertilizing makes the ground roe for planting it. And therefore, the same way that if you do the plowing of the land, you're allowing the nutrients and the rain and so on to penetrate the land, which makes it more suitable for growing, so too, if you fertilize it, so then you've got the same iser. So the question is that if a person has got a barn and he always takes out the manure he takes out from his barn, he puts it out in his field, the question is that if you do that over here, people will think that you're going out to fertilize your field. If you do that during Shemitah, so then they're going to be chayshed you of doing harisha during Shemitah. So at what point is it clear that what it is that you're taking out is not for the purpose of fertilizing, but it's simply making a compost heap? So me'ematai motzi'in zvalim la'ashpatot. At what point is it okay that you should be able to take it out to your field and put it in an ashpa? An ashpa is like a big compost heap. Mishi yifsiku of the avodah, or some have mishi yifsiku of re'avera, from the time that people stop working in their fields in Shemitah, and there's no longer a need for fertilizing. So nobody's going to think, what, this guy is crazy. He's going to be working when nobody else is working. There's nothing more to do. So once people have stopped doing it, then if somebody sees you bringing it out, they understand that you're taking the garbage basically out of your barn and you're putting it outside. But it's not going to be used during Shemitah. So says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's only mishiyivash hamatok. It's only once the fertilizer has dried. This is, we call the manure amatok because it makes everything sweeter. So since when it's dry, you can't use it as fertilizer. So because of that, you're basically waiting until next year after the rains start again and you've got a nice enriched nutrient compost heap. So at that point, everybody sees, okay, this is not there for the purposes of the field. Rabbi Yossi Omer, that actually, Mishi Yikasher, once it starts to become thickened, and it looks more knotty, the manure looks knotty, so at that point, it's already not looked at as decent fertilizer, and it's clearly there in order to make compost heaps, and therefore nobody will be chayshish you. Now, the question is, how much of this can you do? I mean, because if you put this all over the field, it looks very suspicious. So we said you can make heaps, but you can't just spread it out on the field because that is literally fertilizing the field. So what would be mutter? At kama mizablim, even though you're just doing it, you clearly have no interest in doing fertilizing now, but how many of these compost piles can you make? Ad shalosh shalosh ashpatot lebeitza'ah. In every beitza'ah, which remember is 50 amos by 50 amos, you can make up to 3 heaps. And in each one of them, you could have shal eser eser mashpelot shaletech letech. So if you have wheelbarrows. So if you have 10 wheelbarrows, each of which holds A letach is a measurement of 15 saw. So therefore, if you have, this is the amount that is usually carried, according to the Bartanur, it's normally what's carried by a chamor, and that would be the size of one load. So this is quite big. So therefore, each one of them has to be about, you know, a third of a meter cubed. So then if it requires each one of these to be the size of a letach, And you're going to be bringing each of them, each of the piles have to have these 10 letters. Woo, okay. That's quite a big pile. Mosifim ala mashpelot. You can add to the number of wheelbarrows that you're dumping into each one of those piles. Because actually, the bigger the pile is, the less likely it is that anyone will be chashed you that you're putting it there in order for it to be penetrating the field. Why are you putting this gigantic zevel pile in the middle of your field? Because it's clear that it's doing it in order to get rid of his garbage. But ein mosifin al hashpatot, but you can't add the number of piles, because then if you're putting in more than three in the Beit Sa, there it looks like you're trying to get your entire field covered with the zevel. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Nobody's going to think that a guy who puts these big, gigantic piles is trying to be bezavel his field. You can even add to the number of hashpatot. You're not spreading it. You're making these big, gigantic heaps. And therefore, it never looks like you're fertilizing. It looks like you're making compost heaps, which is exactly what you are doing. Okay, Rabbosai, that gives us a nice opening into Perek Shlishi, which we've begun discussing the actual work that you're doing in your Sadeh.